Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Anurag Manik Show and Square podcast. This is the season two and the concluding season of The Price of the Truth, where we are covering stories of brave hearts who have exposed and basically are known as whistleblowers who have exposed the scams in the different parts of the world. The final six episodes are a tribute to the Indian whistleblowers. In the previous episode, we covered the story of the IPS, Mr. Narendra Kumar Singh. And in this episode, we are going to cover the story of an IFS officer who is known for exposing illegal tree felling by the contractors involved in the construction of Hansi Bhutana Canal in Uttarakhand in 2002. After various postings, he was made the chief vigilance officer at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, that is AIIMS. He took action against doctors who took unauthorized foreign trips and revealed illegal activities involving higher authorities. Between 2012 and 16, during his tenure at AIIMS, he investigated around 200 corruption cases. Currently, he's working as the chief conservator of forest at Haldwani in Uttarakhand. Yes, everyone, this is the story of the man himself, Mr. Sanjeev Chaturvedi. He's a Magsaysay Award winner. And as Mr. Chaturvedi recently won a battle against the Prime Minister had an Appointments Committee of Cabinet on the change of his cadre from Haryana to Uttarakhand, he got a favorable order from the Central Administrative Tribunal after the panel sent his long-standing plea back to square one instead of taking a decisive call on it as required under service rules of officers. Mr. Chaturvedi has also been made party to a case filed against Health Minister Mr. J.P. Nadda in his personal capacity. The Health Ministry and others on alleged attempts by central government to scuttle investigations into several scams at the Indian Premier Hospital AIIMS. He recently got the due promotion from the BJP government in his parent state Haryana after he had filed a petition for same alleging that it had been wrongly denied to him. Even in the previous UPA regime, he had been rescued four times from harassment by the Haryana state government, then under Congress rule through presidential orders, which are passed quite rarely for officers in various central services. He has faced 12 transfers in a period of 5 years between 2005 and 2010. Several criminal cases were filed against him, which eventually closed down in his favor while he investigated several scams in Haryana, leading to the central government ordering a CBI inquiry. The inquiry could never take off with the state government continuing to oppose such a move. Then on central deputation in AIIMS as the chief vigilance officer, Mr. Chaturvedi completed investigation, took actions in 165 cases of corruption over a period of 2.5 years. Attempts were made to remove during UPA regime and then too. After Mr. J.P. Nadda requested the health minister, Mr. Harshvardhan, subsequently J.P. Nadda was made the health minister. Upon Mr. Nadda's order, some of the cases of corruption at AIIMS have been sent back to investigation from scratch, while Mr. Chaturvedi remains divested of charge of the CBO. This was the story of Mr. Sanjeev Chaturvedi, who has fought against the corruption, who has tried to bring out the truth into the eyes of the people, who has been constantly working in this field to make people understand the kind of corruption which goes. He has investigated more than 200 cases and has finally taken action on 165 of them. That speaks values about the man's own value and how much the people have to pay for as a price of truth, which they have to pay with their transfers. There have been numerous cases which we might have heard that a person gets transferred every 6 months, an IPS officer being transferred 48 times in his whole tenure. I mean, that is truly astounding, because it takes a lot of courage and a lot of heart to stand against the system, a heart which we might have seen in movies. People usually, and that is the case, people usually don't want to stand against the system, because it not only takes a lot of it away from you, it takes a lot of time away from you, and it requires a lot of patience to fight against the system, and the power of which and the patience of which not many of us have. Because it's not just an everyday thing which we can do. The stories which we have covered so far, be that it of Mr. Satyen Dubey, Mr. Shanmugam Manjunath, Mr. Lalit Mehta, and the IPS officer, Mr. Narendra Kumar Singh, who laid down their lives to protect the truth. The price of the truth they have paid is truly something which we cannot imagine in our real life too. It is totally unimaginable to us, the kind of trauma these people would have gone through. We have seen the story in the movie Raid by Mr. Ajay Devgan, and like that, those are all real stories, and the price these people pay is something which we cannot even imagine of about. So this series, we will come up with the final two episodes of the concluding season of The Price of the Truth. It has been an absolute pleasure creating this series for all of you. We have really loved throughout the journey, and thank you so much for showering the love which you have shared on us. Do let us know about your feedbacks on this at M Square Podcast on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. And this is the Anurag Manik Show by M Square Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Price of Truth, which is a series which we are creating at the Anurag Manik Show by M Square Podcast. I hope you like the episode. This is an empty 15-episode series which we have created, just like a movie which you will see in a theater. It's 2.5 hours of the whole story arc which we have created. Thank you so much for listening. Do share it with your friends and family. And if you like it, do share your reviews or comments with us on our Instagram at M Square Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for more such content.